like it's getting tense, and what is the problem about their hearing? And I'll say to them, I don't want to be messing these things myself, but I think I'll say to them, go on, move it to a bigger room. I don't give a damn if he puts on a little show, as long as he just don't wreck us. If he comes out right, I think it's a good thing to give these fellas a little encouragement once in a while.
What he may be doing.
That's right.
Now, I tell you, just as one friend to another, that if Joe Rowell doesn't come through on this, and I think he will, thank God he won't be my lawyer 1 minute after he fails, because on this thing I feel that they were wrong to start with, and they shouldn't have started down this road, and now to compound that mistake by being unwilling to work it out on the basis of a reasonable compromise. And by God, I don't want any part of those kind of people.
And here's the thing, Walter, they must understand. They're going to have their president that got this legislation for them. They're going to have their vice president. They're going to have their bill.
That's right.
Now, why do they want to, by their conduct, endanger those three things, repeal of the bill, defeat of their ticket, and look what they'd have on the other side of the coin?
Well, they would just be jumping from the frying, or they would be destroying themselves. That's what they would be doing. Well, look, I'll get a hold of them right away down there and see what I can find out.
Now, don't quote me and get it in, because it'll get in the paper. But what you do is you just talk to him, and if I don't hear any more from you tonight, I'll just tell our boys, just tell them to go on and get the biggest damn room they want and let him in it, and tell him, though, that by God, we expect him to behave and not cause us any more embarrassment than he has to.
Right.
Okay.
All right, if there's anything, I'll get back.
If
you want me to talk to there?
Walter Jenkins or me. Walter Jenkins will be leaving. He'll be going up there tonight, but he'll be at the convention. You can call him there. Now, wait a minute. Let me see if he's going to give us where Joe is there. Just a second. Hello?
Yes.
He's at the Tropicana.
Tropicana.
Hotel, and we are asking Abe Fortas what he thinks, and whether we ought to just throw up the television cameras and move everything into the ballrooms where they want to move it to, so that they can have the families in. He takes position that they ought to have the judge ought to have a right to see the jury, and that each one of them ought to have the right to see the other one, and so on and so forth, like that. And of course, my guess is that I'm not a newspaper man, but my guess is the story will be that the row got so big, and it got so inflamed, that we had to move it out of one of the biggest rooms here to the ballroom. And that this is really going to be a big event tomorrow.
Where can I get Walter Jenkins when he gets into Atlantic City?
Where does Walter stay in Atlantic City, you know? How do you spell it? The Pageant Motel. P-A-E-G-E-N-T. Pageant Hotel.
Pageant Motel or Hotel?
Motel. It's right across from the convention hall.
Yeah.
And Joe is at the Tropicana, and Walter's talking to Abe Fortas, and be back in about 1 minute and tell us what Abe thinks about, as a lawyer, moving that scene of the courtroom at this stage of the game. Looks like it. Bobby got kicked off in New York today. Wagner endorsed him. He told me he's going to this morning. And our poll in New York shows that the only one can beat Keating is Bobby, and he beats him 56-44, and Keating beats everybody else. He beats Averill and Stratton and all those.
But, well, I think Bobby doing it, I've been trying to encourage him. I think that solves two problems.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Did you see the latest polls on Michigan?
No, I've been trying. Damn it, I never get in from Michigan.
81-17.
No. Goldwater?
You got 81, he got 17.
Who in the hell took that poll? You must have bought that one.
That's what I've been told. And I'll try to run it down. But our fellows, we've been working on this thing, and I tell you, these people who pound the backlash drums are just barking in the dark. You're picking up a hell of a lot more disenchanted Republicans than he's getting the other way.
Yes, the front lash is the big one, and you're going to have to make a speech about that to get in the paper, and you get your negotiations along or something, or somebody's going to have to. The main poll shows 79-12. That's what Oliver Quayle, we paid $7,500 to, reports today, 79-12. Isn't that unbelievable in Maine?
Yeah, it's really incredible. You see, and that couldn't be true in Maine, and yet this thing would be wrong in other parts of the country. And we've got to stop the guys talking about the white backlash.
You got to talk about the front lash. That's right. Now, Gallup's coming out. Monday. While Walter's calling us back, and since I'm paying for this call, I don't guess you mind, let me read you something. Right. Republican backlash. Now, I call it front lash. The total of the nation, 68-32. That's coming out tomorrow, Monday. Today's results continue to reflect the considerable defection of Republicans from the Goldwater King. In this latest survey, more than a fourth, 27%, of all Republicans interviewed said they would support Johnson. 62% said they would support Goldwater. Get me that, figure out that percentage for me, 62 and 27. Of those, see what percent 27 is of the total, 62 and 27. Let's see what percentage of Republican votes I'm getting. The extent of this defection is best understood by reference to early election. In 1960, for example, only 5% of the Republicans voted in that election, jumped the party fence to vote for Kennedy, only 5. In 56, only 4. To vote for 52, the comparable figure was 8. So 4 and 5 and 8 compared to 27. That's his front lash. He's losing 27.
Right.
What percent?
You get 30% of the Republican
vote. I get 30% of the Republican vote.
That's the highest percentage, I think, that anyone who's ever run on the Democratic ticket has gotten.
And now the independents. Nixon won 57, Kennedy 43. Eisenhower won 70-30. The latest survey tonight is Goldwater only 35% of the independents, Johnson 58.
Yeah. Well, I tried on a line the other day with a group of fellows in an area where the backlash, if it's there, would have had an effect. And I put it to this way.
What you're saying, just... Hello.
Yes.
Abe says that what he would do, that it's bad and it oughtn't be moved, but instead of taking on route, trying to be concession to him, that he would go on and move it, but be damn sure that they had the best security people we had there to allow no demonstrators to raise hell and just allow the official delegations and the official newspaper people, and to be careful that they had nobody except that group in.
Uh-huh. Well, let me get a hold of him right away and see if I can find out precisely why he's doing this, and if this is all a part of bringing his troops along so that the transition can be made, then I think we ought to cooperate.
All right. Well, we will. If I don't hear from you in the next hour, well, you just call me back, and then I'll tell them, and I'll let them know in an hour. And I think that we ought to let them go in if we can. But you tell them that you're going to work it out. That they're talking to you about it, and they're upset up there, the delegates. But that we move it to a bigger place if it's a part of the move. But if it's just a part of the television thing, we don't want to hurt ourselves.
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
And to 5:30 Tuesday then.
Yes.
Okay.
Fine.
You call me back now. I'll be at the office an hour from now.
Very good.
Bye.
Bye.